Profiling some of the region's excellent educators, this is Janet Gartley. Janet, thank you so much for joining us today. First off, we want to know, how did you get involved in teaching?
Well, I've always enjoyed working with kids. You know, when I was younger, started out babysitting, camp counselor, that kind of thing. And originally, I'd started university in sciences thinking that I would go into, like, research related to children. And then I realized I'd rather have more of a day-to-day contact with kids rather than doing something hands-off. So I was working in children's in the daycare center on campus, and then I started teaching swimming lessons. And that's when I really figured out that teaching would maybe be something I can do. I really enjoyed it. The kids seemed very receptive to what I had to say, and it was pretty cool when they picked up something that I taught them, and then they actually, it clicked, and they were able to do it. And so I thought, you know, this is maybe something that I'd want to do. So I changed my focus and went toward teaching and never regretted it.
And what did you get out of the experience?
So I get a lot of satisfaction out of watching kids learn. There's nothing like, you know, watching them get it for the first time and apply what they've learned in different situations. And I really enjoy being a positive role model for the kids, being somebody that they trust. They enjoy coming to school. You know, I really feel that young children should want to come to school, that it should be a positive experience for them. And I really enjoy making that a positive experience for them, that they want to come to school. And you know, I get feedback from parents that say their kids are happy in my class, and that, you know, that's always nice to hear too.
And what are, you know, you face challenges every day with this for sure. Mm-hmm. What are some of the biggest challenges that you face on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I think it's more like, the role of teachers has changed a lot over the years. You know, now we teach the curriculum, but we also are dealing with children's mental health, challenges, you know, within the families. You know, I'm often checking lunches to make sure they have enough to eat, making sure they have outdoor clothing. And then we have such a wide variety of abilities now in one classroom. So, you know, we have students who really struggle and students are excelling, and we have to you know, to make everything work for all of the children in the room. So, which is a really good thing. It's just a challenge to differentiate the learning for each child and their different needs.
And I know there's a lot of people that want to become a teacher. What advice would you give to those people who are interested in becoming a great teacher like yourself?
I think that I would definitely tell them to volunteer a lot in different classrooms with different ages, different types of kids, different developmental stages, just to get an idea as to what it's like and what your strengths are and what things that you need to work on in order to be able to work with kids of a variety of ages, like I said, developmental stages and all of that. Really observe what the teacher's doing and ask a lot of questions. Most teachers are willing to answer a lot of questions and help out anybody who's interested in the profession, and just keep building on that and learning as much as you can from other people.
And of course, accomplishments come with any career, and I'm sure you've accomplished a lot. And what are you most proud of?
Quite a few years ago now, I had a student in my grade 4. Core French class. It was a class, a very challenging class in terms of behaviors, and she was having a lot of challenges in the classroom with her confidence level, with her behavior, you know, and all of that. And I just paid a little extra attention to her, talked to her a lot, helped her to figure out where she wanted to go, you know, in terms of going into the French immersion program, really, you know, pushed her that way, saw a lot of potential in her. But didn't think I was doing anything extraordinary. But the following year when she was in grade 5, the assignment that she had was to write a paragraph about one of her heroes. And she wrote a paragraph about me. And it was really humbling to know that I had that effect on this one particular student, even though I didn't think I was doing anything particularly fantastic. And she just wrote that, you know, I'd been kind to her even when she was pushing back and even when she wasn't behaving, I was still, you know, being kind and helping her and in telling her, you know, that I believed in what she could do. And it just shows the impact that teachers can have on their students, even for the smallest things that we just don't know that we're doing, but in actuality, we're really having a major impact on them. And when this particular student got to trade 12, she came back and asked me if she could volunteer in my classroom for her co-op placement. And she's now in third year university and working with children and doing really well. So she's definitely one of the kids I'm most proud of.